Welcome to Talk Seward County, a podcast of news and events to keep you connected to the stories that matter. Featuring members of the Seward County Chamber and Development Partnership, local businesses, and residents of Seward County. Let's get started. On our show today, we have Chris Blonkey from Four Corners Health Department. Welcome, Chris.
Thank you.
This month is Mental Health Awareness Month, and so that's why I asked the Four Corners Health Department to come in and talk about some mental health and wellness projects that they've got and resources. And so why don't you give us a little bit of information about that?
Sure. I'm happy to do that.
Sure.
First, thank you from Four Corners and from me for inviting us to your podcast.
Of course.
We're grateful for the opportunity to share some of the work we do. You asked Four Corners to share resources and programs so that we have related to mental health. The focus of my time today, I would want to share our youth mental health work that we're doing. So we have many other programs, but as we discuss I want to share the youth mental health work plus resources that we have available for all ages, needs around that way.
When youth mental health is very important, it's good to get that foundation built and kind of work through things before it becomes more of a problem in adults.
Right. And rural areas have been identified as having more challenges that way, whether it's to resources or just a variety of things. So it's great that you're, as a rural chamber and development partnership, to have that focus.
Yeah, we're trying to partner with groups like you and other groups to get the word out, spread the word about resources that are available in our rural communities, because there might be a lot of resources in the larger cities, but we don't necessarily know about them here.
Right. And when we had our focus groups, so as part of our youth mental health work, we had a UNL Public Policy Center helped us to do an assessment. And there was an online survey.
Okay.
And there were focus groups. And to all listening to this podcast, if you contributed to that, thank you. Thank you very much. And that helped us to identify the needs that people saw, families, what they saw, what organizations saw. And one of the things that came forward from all different parts of the population were having more ready access to what's currently available to help them when they have ongoing mental health needs or in a crisis or to stay mentally well.
Okay. And I saw on your website you do have that that study that's actually on the website.
Thank you for knowing that.
I read a little bit of it. I didn't have time to read all, but I mean, it looks like some great information, so they can kind of see, you know, how the whole process went through, and then the information from the study. So I'm very glad you have things like that available on your website.
Great. And for the listeners, that is right. Is, you know, as you said, on our Four Corners webpage, and there's a youth under our mental health tab. There's a youth mental health tab, and so there's a large report, and then there's a summary report for people to see. And then if you, I mentioned that resource guide, and we are working hard to get that out into the community. So that's on our main page. Scroll down, click on mental health resources, and then it'll take you to our that mental health resource guide. It's printable also.
Yes.
We're sharing with all our partners.
We have it on our website too.
Thank
on the
you.
Cultivate Seward County, I created a healthcare tab. And I've got your website and then also a quick link to the mental health resource website. And I like the way that you did that kind of a grid so that, you know, if you're looking, if you need veterans help or youth help, there's the clickable links in the boxes that's easy to read. So I appreciate that.
And that's many thanks to Angel Dale in our office.
Excellent
Sarah
job, Angel. Angel and Sarah, thank you very much. That's a great resource.
Yes. Give credit where it's due.
Exactly. So What else would you like to talk about revolving Mental Health and Wellness Week? I am having trouble with that today, but that is okay.
Yes, that's totally okay. Well, one thing I wanted to spotlight that I was grateful, you know, for the invitation so that we could help talk a little bit more about that youth mental health work.
Mm-hmm.
And Four Corners has been involved in mental health for many, many years, especially suicide prevention. And through some state support, some state funding, we can expand on that. The state maternal child health group that really does a regular needs assessment. And
okay.
Through that needs assessment, they identified that 10 to 19-year-olds need a focus, and especially to prevent their death by suicide.
Yes, I know that that's becoming more and more of an issue as mm-hmm. time goes on, mm-hmm. that group. I have a teenage daughter, and I know that there's a lot that can happen mm-hmm. in that age range, and so it can be difficult.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and to learn more about that work and the funding, that's mm-hmm. on our website also. And to acknowledge, we have amazing counties. So Four Corners serves four counties, mm-hmm. Butler, Polk, Seward, and York, and there are amazing partners already doing great work.
That's great.
So with this project, with this focus, we want to build on the great work that's already happening.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to share just some highlights on how we're trying to do
Absolutely.
That. Absolutely. Okay, wonderful.
Definitely.
Thank you. Thank you. One is the assessment that I already mentioned, mm-hmm. and the part I'll add is that we plan to check in with mm-hmm. everyone, do a reassessment,
okay,
and see are we helping to move things in a good direction? How are people feeling more engaged in the work? Do they feel more that they have better access to the resources and services they need?
Okay.
Are the expanded efforts helping to make a difference? And that helps us to see just how to keep investing the efforts mm-hmm. and things like that.
That's great.
Also, a steering committee, a youth mental health steering committee has been formed. And that began summer of 22. So many leaders that work with youth agreed to serve on this steering committee. They look at many factors, including the data that came forward from, and as I mentioned, UNL Public Policy Center. And the Public Policy Center not only used the online survey and the focus groups, but they looked at what all data is out there.
Okay.
That can contribute to us learning more. How are we doing? What are the needs? What are the gaps?
Mm-hmm.
So this steering committee is taking all that information and other things to see, okay, how can we keep moving forward and addressing those gaps? And then also overall, just keep our youth healthier, families
yes.
healthier, safety, preventing their death by suicide.
Mm-hmm.
How can we all work together?
Yes, it needs to be a collaboration of everybody. It can't just be one group or one person. It mm-hmm. needs to be a comprehensive as a whole.
Yes, that's the perfect word. That's part of the vision, is how can we make everything more comprehensive?
Mm-hmm.
There's all these sometimes, you know, great work going on, but how can we join our efforts even more so to be
yes.
more comprehensive, and then obviously more effective.
Yes, that is the goal.
All of us joined together can be more effective
mm-hmm.
and successful. So also in that, and I should mention some other key people that are
sure.
helping to consult with us.
Yes, absolutely.
They're serving as our consultant. So Dr. Don Vilau, Quinn Lewandowski, that is with the UNL Public Policy Center, Terry Eifley with Region 5 Systems. So they are joining us on this journey to
okay.
help. But in with our partners of the steering committee, there are some very strong, gifted people, obviously. But we're trying to bring along as many people as we can to help all of this be successful.
Yes. Well, when you have really people that are really versed in that working together, you come up with new ideas or maybe new ways of doing it and, you know, work together mm-hmm. to come up with something that can really be effective.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That sounds great.
The other highlight I want to share is within this work within youth mental health, we're have a strong focus on education and awareness. We're working on ways to connect people better to the mental health resources they need, increase conversations around mm-hmm. mental health so that people will just become more comfortable sharing,
yes.
talking, asking for help.
That's great. I mean, that's one of the things that's hard, that, you know, you need, people don't want to ask because they might be afraid. Mm-hmm. They don't want to be labeled as maybe having some troubles mm-hmm. or, you know, that they don't want their people to know that their family maybe have mm-hmm. troubles. And so that's one of the things that's kind of hard, is to ask for that help.
Right.
So I think it's great that you have resources available that, you know, if they're maybe kind of timid about doing it, that don't be afraid to at least come and ask for help.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right. Very good. Well said. And then also around education and awareness, further equip people mm-hmm. on how to help others and maybe even find help for themselves. We all have a story. We all have things in our life that are mm-hmm. causing pain. So it's not only often for ourselves.
Yes.
But how to be there for other people. So some examples of the education awareness is the recent Nebraska Needs You campaign that was in March, mm-hmm. that social media campaign. And we're preparing a toolkit so that whoever wants to can continue that.
Great.
And that's also gratitude to the UNL Extension that created that campaign initially.
Okay.
And let us rebrand it and reshare it. So
wonderful.
It's great work they did. Then workshops for parents. We want to help parents feel more confident in some of those challenging mm-hmm. issues when children have, or their youth, or their children that are adults. You know, how do we equip them with the resources they need?
That's
to
great.
Reach out. And an example is that Dr. Dong Bilao provided three different sessions for parents, and one example was coping with your child's ADHD.
Mm-hmm.
We've also trying to bring workshops more locally and with Region 5 support. That's mental health first aid, the adult version, the youth. WRAP, which is Wellness Recovery Action Plan. We're working to offer more QPR. We already have some great QPR trainers and leaders, facilitators in our area. So those are just a snippet, but I encourage mm-hmm. people to keep watching our website for upcoming. We have a training, upcoming events tab. Please keep going to that to
yes.
watch for what's scheduled.
Yeah, I've been on your website, and you have everything. It's easy to find. You have your events. A lot of your resources are very easy to find and to
Good.
Use, so appreciate that. Sometimes websites can be kind of jumbled, but this one here has been very easy to use. And so, yeah, they have a lot of different events and activities and speakers throughout the year on a wide variety of topics, and I appreciate the mental health ones. I attended one of yours, and it was great. It was very informative, learned a lot, so I appreciate that.
Great. We want all parents to join in mm-hmm. these opportunities, and Angel will be so happy to hear your comment on the website. Now, if we could transition from that
sure.
to share local resources.
Yes.
So that people just are reminded. Many people already know, but it's just good to be refreshed.
Absolutely.
What's out there.
Mm-hmm.
I already mentioned the resource guide. And I also want to make sure people know about the newer crisis line number, 988. And I think you all have been real helpful in spreading that message.
Yes, we've tried. I do have a link to that on our healthcare tab, too. So I tried to share a lot of variety of, like, mental health and wellness tabs, including yours. The 988 one is mm-hmm. on there. So, mm-hmm. you know, I just wanted to be an extra resource for people.
That's great.
So that's why we decided as a group that SCCDP would definitely put a healthcare tab up.
Yeah, that's amazing. The 988 also, since we have a little bit of a focus on youth mm-hmm. today, they also have created, and through our state Suicide Prevention Coalition, they're helping to get these out, youth posters
okay.
with 988 on them. So that would be great. We'll be getting those on our website, too.
That's great.
We have many, I want to give credit to many, to our many local mental health providers.
Mm-hmm.
They work hard to be there for people in the community. We also, at Four Corners, one of them, of a local provider, is Renee Dufek, who mm-hmm. I know will be visiting.
Yeah, we'll be speaking with her, too.
That's great. The local in Seward County, the local Seward County Suicide Prevention Coalition
mm-hmm.
is very active, a passionate group, working hard around education awareness, being there for others too. So big shout out to them.
Yes, yes, they do. I have attended one of their meetings
yes.
before, and they do great things. So
yeah.
I'm very happy, and it's great to have something like that in Seward County
mm-hmm.
that's right here, because there's some communities that don't have that.
Mm-hmm.
So I know there's a hard-working group of individuals that
mm-hmm.
try to reach out and help people and provide resources too.
Yeah. And that's been a long-standing coalition.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's amazing how the community supports that work. And Four Corners serves on that also. And I want to mention, we've touched on prevention, and our mental health providers are more focused, sometimes on the intervention when
mm-hmm.
people are in crisis, but then also prevention too. And
yes.
post. They cover the full range. Locally, for the layperson, is to serve
mm-hmm.
meaning is the LOST team, local outreach to suicide
okay.
survivors, and that's a team of people who are survivors themselves. That meaning survivor means you've lost a loved one
mm-hmm.
to death by suicide, and so they want to help others
okay.
on that path of healing from
mm-hmm.
that tragic loss. So they are available, and that's on our website also, in with the resources. But we have resources to share. We want to help to get people, individuals, families connected to what's available to them so they can be on that path of healing, feel
okay.
supported, not feel isolated.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, that's great to have that resource, too. It's very,
mm-hmm.
very appreciated.
There are things like the Nebraska Family Helpline. When you think about parents of youth, they're really struggling with, I'm not sure what to do.
Mm-hmm.
On that resource page, there's Boys Town, and then also the Nebraska Family Helpline, where people can call 24 hours a day if they're
okay.
concerned about a behavior issue, mental
mm-hmm.
health issue. They can call and speak to a counselor and say, I'm not sure what my next step should be, or what should we do? So it's a great resource that you could pick up the phone, and that's on our website.
And that's great that it's available 24 hours a day, because not everything happens in that 8 to 5
mm-hmm.
Monday through Friday.
Mm-hmm.
There's some things that do happen at night or on a weekend, and
mm-hmm.
that's great that they're available the
mm-hmm.
whole 24/7
mm-hmm. to help people problem solve.
Yes.
Too. Yeah. So in closing, I guess,
yeah.
unless you have more questions.
No, I think you're doing a great job covering a lot of different
okay.
resources and things. So, if you want to finish
up. I just wanted to emphasize for everyone that we all have a role in the well-being of our youth. We all can share hope. We all can share kindness with them. And for youth, the more caring adults they have in their lives, the more successful
mm-hmm.
they'll be. Safer, they'll be safer. They'll feel
yes.
more whole. They'll grow up into young adults
mm-hmm.
and adults. So I encourage always people to think about, just even think about your neighborhood, the youth that live on your neighborhood. How can you be a caring adult in their life? How can you make a point to say hello when you see them get out of their car?
Yeah.
When they have celebrations and you know about it, send them a card, bake them some cookies, help them to know that on their street there are other people. I mean, it can be beyond the street.
Yes.
But you can start on your street. Is yeah. That what I'm,
yeah. So sometimes it just takes that little step to kind of say hi or make them feel like, you know, this is a safer environment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Close, outside their home, they have people mm-hmm. that care about them too. And then if, for those who belong to faith communities, reach out to the youth. Get to know their name. Ask them questions mm-hmm. about how they're doing. Help them to know that no matter where they are, and for people who employ youth, think about how you can help them to feel more cared for,
yes.
more valued as a person, who they are. Help them to build them up to be thriving young adults.
Yeah, there's so much negativity that you see in the media and in social media. We need to support the youth and make them feel more confident, more better mm-hmm. about themselves, because there's so much, mm-hmm. so much going on. I mean, it was not like yes. this when I was younger. The pressure, there was pressure to do things, but it doesn't seem as negative then as it is now. Mm-hmm. And so it's
yeah.
definitely good to have that support and really help our youth.
Yes. And I'm glad you brought up what you said, because we all have gotten that gut feeling when we've been with a youth or a person mm-hmm. that they're just not the same.
Yeah.
There's something going on.
Mm-hmm.
And if we could all just be, you know, take that moment.
Yes.
Pause from whatever you're doing and say, hey, I notice you may not be feeling as good about mm-hmm. things. How can I help you? Let's talk for a moment.
Yeah.
Give them your full attention for a moment.
Exactly.
So I want to thank you for all that you're doing. Thank you so much for allowing us to do
absolutely.
This. And I wanted to mention that I, you know, SCCDP has so much to be proud of with your community work and what you do for, the businesses. I know is your primary focus, but I know you have a lens on the whole county.
Yes.
And that benefits not only the businesses, it benefits families, it benefits the overall health of our communities. So,
well, thank you very much. I mean, that's
you.
Kind of what, that's the vision of SCCDP, is not only to help our businesses, but to, you know, bring awareness to things, help celebrate the good things in our community and work on making things better, you know, home, family, business, economics. Mm-hmm. We try to help as much as we can and spread the word on things and mm-hmm. really try to help our
Excellent.
Community, because if our community is healthy and happy, you know, that makes everybody's life a little mm-hmm. bit better. So, and
yeah.
thank you for coming in and talking to us. I
My
know
pleasure.
It's important to spread that word and get the word out. Mm-hmm. So thank you very much. And we'll be talking to some of your coworkers here in another segment. So
okay, great. Well, thank you, Johnny.
Yep. Thank you. You've been listening to Talk Seward County, a podcast of news and stories that matter to you. Sponsored by Cattle Bank and Trust, Jones Bank, Pet Source by Schuller, and Memorial Healthcare Systems.